When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go. A little 3RQ on this Wednesday at 11:40, as we always do. Woo! Number one, you were at the stadium last night. You were on hand, took your son Colt, game four of the World Series. Would you ever wear a costume to a game?
No chance. There's no way I would do a costume. I get it, you know, like... I mean, if I went to a Jets Christmas Day game, which I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to ruin Christmas. Would I wear a Santa hat? Yeah. Would I get dressed up on Halloween? No chance, dude. Go ahead.
Around the NFL on Sunday, I noticed it quite a bit in the stands. People dressing in whatever Halloween costumes. You know, the Mets had the Grimace run. Maybe that's a little different, but still, like people going to the game dressed as Grimace.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it once in my life, not at a game, though.
Okay.
I went dressed at Adam Sandler concert. I went with my mother, and I dressed as the wedding singer for an Adam Sandler concert. I know.
But did your mom get dressed up?
Yeah, she did. She had the jersey on for the water boy.
I got
you. So it wasn't like she had full gear and a helmet, but she had the jersey for the water boy. Wow. I was...
Love to hear the car conversation there.
I was
love
full to hear gear. That. Yeah, it was fun. But like, to a game, like, I take that seriously. To me, a Sandler concert is different than a sporting event. I can't imagine wearing a costume.
There's no way I would do
and
that.
In the NFL, it happens all the time.
That's weird, man. Now you see players like Myles Garrett was, who was he dressed up as? I forget who it was. Yeah, it's just that does nothing for me. Now, if they have a couple of box seats for Gold Dust and Doink, well, then I'm all in.
Right.
That's different.
I didn't even think of that. Would you ever dress
no.
up? Yeah, we'll dress up and go
we'll
to a game.
Dress up on a radio show, though. Screw going to the game dressed up. But yeah, we'll do it where it lives in perpetuity.
I am not, in fact, a clown. Okay. Number two. How many times do you think you need to meet somebody to assume that they remember you?
Okay. I think it's different because what you and I do for a living are very public. It's public profession.
Right.
So do you mean us or in general? Because it is a different answer.
Okay, well, can I give you the example?
Yeah, yeah.
So last night, we got invited to this NHL Fanatics party.
Yep.
Lululemon and the NHL are emerging on some gear. And this had great gear. I got some Ranger swag. Hoff was there, had some Ranger swag.
Lulu's, that's not cheap swag
no,
right there. Lulu,
no, it's
I know
not.
My wife's got a lot of
which is why
so.
I was like, let's go. I'll go. I'll put the game on DVR. I'll go. So Hoff and I went. We had a great time. Dan, Katie, they took care of us. Gary Bettman was there. I didn't get the chance to say hello to him. And Michael Rubin was
there. Yeah, of course.
Who we've had in studio.
Uh-huh.
He was there.
He didn't remember you.
I introduced myself to him again, and he gave like the, oh, yeah, you know, I said Sal Licata, WFAN. Like, he was in studio with us.
He sat down for 30 minutes.
And I didn't get the, and he was kind of quick to leave. He was on his way out, which is fine. I just wanted to make sure I said hi. I was like, oh, I love the Fanatics sports book, which I do. Like, I want to talk to him for a couple of seconds.
Yep.
But I don't know if he remembered me. And that makes me think, like, I work with Ron Darling, but there were, for years, I'm like, I don't think he remembers me or knows who I am. Now I feel like he might.
Roddy.
So you see what I'm saying? So in that scenario, where, yeah, you're right, we're lucky where we meet some famous people.
Yeah, and a lot of times they know us, and I don't mean somebody who, and I'm not calling us famous.
Yeah,
but like,
I know what you're saying.
You know, like, I'm not very good with names because, quite frankly, you know, more, like, I'll just give you an example. this happens a lot coaching, right? Coaches of other teams, parents of other teams, they you know, hey, you and Sal love the show, or hey, stop bagging on Lindor, or whatever it is. So there's, not always, but a lot of times there's a recognition or an identification of me. And because I'm so concerned, and not that, I want to be friendly, and I want to project positive, I want to appreciate them if they're a fan, that I'm almost less concerned with their name, and I'm more concerned with them having a positive experience.
I know.
I am horrendous with names, dude. I'm
understood.
Awful.
Do you think Michael Rubin remembered me?
No.
Or if you met him, do you think, like, would you
assume? I can't answer that. I don't know. We were in the same room, and we met him the same amount of time. I mean, doesn't sound like he had much of an impact on the guy. Now, well, think about this, Sal.
Maybe not.
I don't know him outside of what we know of him. He strikes me as the kind of guy who's so distracted.
Yeah, think of how many people he's met, though, in his life. Like, we're so insignificant. Yeah. Even if he's in studio, he's probably done a million. Hoff, you were there for the exchange.
What'd you think, Hoff?
Yeah, no, there's no chance.
There you go. Now, how did he play it off? Was sound like
he was fine?
No, everyone was fine. It was cool. It was cordial. It was like shook hands. You know, talked a little bit. It's like okay. But there's no chance that he knew anybody
really
at that place.
How is the new? I was going to go with you guys if I didn't go to the Yankee. And me and Sal were talking about that. How's the new NHL store? I was at the one by Radio City a bunch in the old SNY. Is it nice?
Awesome.
It's nice, right?
Two levels. There was so much swag.
The old one was two levels, too.
Yeah, I had to buy a Rangers hat because they had so much cool stuff there.
Is that a black Rangers hat?
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell the logo.
I love it.
It was a fun event, and they have great merch. Like, I almost wanted to go nut shopping, but I couldn't. I just take the free swag.
Hockey gear might be the best.
All right, last one here for you. And Dove and I came up with this. Was this at the Division Series, Dove, or was this at the ALCS? Because we were going to these Yankee playoff games.
ALCS.
Okay, ALCS, we're sitting there watching the beginning of the game, and press box is great vantage point. You get some foul balls potentially back there.
Yep.
We didn't get one, but if you are in the press box and you catch a foul ball, you keep it, or do you give it to a fan?
I give it to one of my kids.
So you would keep it?
Yeah, I would keep it. Now, if there was like, I mean, they also have balls. Like, if there was a little kid in front of me, and he was, like, looking up wistfully, and I just, it happened to go 3 feet over his head, and I happened to catch it, would I say, hey, buddy, you know, I would look to give somebody a good experience.
Normally, I'm of the belief that if I catch a foul ball, it's mine.
It definitely is.
Yeah, I'm 45 years old. I've never gotten a foul ball. Only a home run derby. I got it.
Who hit the ball again? You told me.
Bryce Harper.
It was Bryce.
Yeah, at Citi Field. But I've never gotten a foul ball. If I caught one, I would want it not just for me, but to like pass down to my daughter or nephew, whatever it may be.
Definitely.
But in the event I catch one in the press box, it almost felt
cheap.
Yeah, like,
why?
I don't know. Like, I'm working. I'm not a fan of the game right now. Like, you know. I would be more inclined to give that, like, if little kids were looking up at the press box.
I think
in that spot.
Yeah.
Now, if I catch it in the seats, I'm not going to kid over to get the ball. But if I catch it in the press box, I'll give the kid the ball.
You know you can't predict baseball.
Yeah, speaking of that, that's funny. I almost caught Cal Ripken's, did I ever tell you the story?
No.
399th home run in Camden Yards. And yeah, I'm not proud of it. I was in my early 20s, dude. I must have dived. That still sounds odd, but I believe it's grammatically correct. I dived. I must have, in front of like seven or eight kids. I just like, this ball's mine. It wasn't a problem. I didn't get it. Ricocheted off the hand-ish. But, I mean, I just left from one spot and was basically cross midfield and went into my it was definitely not a
I'm being told
I would not
that,
do that now.
Yeah, I'm being told that, and you're a big guy as well. I'm being told that dived is not the proper use.
How did you get this one wrong?
What?
How'd you get that wrong?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not dove.
It's not incorrect.
It's dove.
It's not incorrect. It's 100%.
You can't with go wrong by saying
it's 100%.
Dove.
Yeah, right.
Ah, go. Yeah, that's right. My bad, dove.
So
yeah,
you
I dove.
Dived into.
It dived, I believe, is correct as well. But I dove. I dived. Yeah, exactly. And I just it was so aggressive. Not like intentionally aggressive, but it was just. I don't know, I permeated the space of the little ones, and it's just, I never forgot that.
All right, I get it. That does it for 3RQ. I have something that I want to bring to you here before we even come back and reset and hit you with the crown. We'll take a quick break, but and we'll get back to the calls as well. So I was just reading before the break a story from Andy Martino, who I guess posted this late last night after the game. Yanks ace Gerrit Cole says he's fully healthy, and there's no reason to doubt him. There's more to the article that we can get into as far as the pitching plan tonight. But if that's the case,
well, that's what I surmise. I mean, I don't know, but then so you still bagged out after 88 pitches. You didn't demand that you stay in. I'm bothered more because that's what I thought. But now I see a little evidence.
That's
here.
That's why I wanted to bring it up. I was giving them Boone and Cole the benefit of the doubt. If in fact he is healthy, now again, there could there be some? You know, you don't want to let the Dodgers know. I don't know. We do know he was good. Very good. We do know he's pitched every game here in the postseason. He's supposed to pitch.
And we also know his last pitch was 98 miles per hour on the gun.
If he's fully healthy, then the Yanks have gone wrong twice as it pertains to Gerrit Cole.
In terms of not going last night and not staying in for 88.
He should have been slated to start game 1, 4, and 7. I know they won last night and bullpen game. You take that. You don't want to waste your ace. You know, remember they talked about with the Mets, whatever. But still, 1, 4, and 7. And at the very least, you've got to stay in there game 1. Game 1 could have cost them the series.
That's what I said. It felt very ominous.
That was the one we agreed with. I didn't agree with Cortez being a big deal or as big a deal as everybody made it. I mean, Freddie Freeman's hitting home runs off of every pitcher that he's faced, basically. So I wouldn't go nuts about that. But the argument that we both made, taking Cole out, for whatever the reason, Brett Boone was on yesterday and said that he thought Gerrit Cole basically looked his brother in the eye, and his brother said, I don't think he's, I think he is done.
Yeah.
He read him. I don't care if it's because Cole was done, Boone pulled him. You can't take him out after 88
pitches. I agree. You need a crowbar to get me off that mound. Yeah. And think about this. Brett, the other thing that Brett said is, you know, generally when Aaron, not just Aaron, every manager, when they're going out to go to the bullpen, they're going to their arm, like when they get to the first baseline, basically. And so when Brett told us that his brother, in his thought, his mind was going out there to find a reason to keep Gerrit Cole in the game, and I used the expression before, the eyes are the window to the soul, and whatever he was looking for, he didn't get.
Yeah, and the Yankees ended up having to go to the bullpen early, and obviously you set them back a little bit. All right, when we come back, we'll reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. Yankees, stay alive at least for another day. Game 5 at the stadium tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.